Simon Tov Tes, Mishabur is on Sif Yud Aleph, starting with Sifat Nunvav. So a person is traveling and he recognizes a certain place, a tree or a getter, or ilan or getter, who at the Sharm Mokum Musim, or any specific place, can sell, he recognizes a rock, Ke Gavna. Okay, Vim Sian Mokum Hashvisa Batel Shukvoya Sarat Mokum.
Recognizes means that he's seen it before, or he says, here's a tree that I can use as a place to stop.
The second way. In other words, he has, the point is it should be a specific place.
Right.
So he's able to see something at a distance. He says, oh, that's that tree over there. I'll use that tree. V'imtzien mokam ha'shvisa b'tel. There's a little hillock. Shu gavoy ha'sar t'vachim. V'ikashua hi amuk ha'sar t'vachim. So if he puts it on top of this little rise or down this little depression, so ad besasayim that shevus kulukar ba'amos, yishevus mokam hala apayim amos, he gains something like that. If he does that, that counts. If it's up to the size of besasayim, you count it as dalad amos, and then you get 2,000 amos from around there. He says shvisos nun zayin shvisos itachto bikoroi. I'm going to do the shvisa under that tree by the next to the trunk. Okay. Nafugi mamar stam shisasi tachtov shukelo gam tachas onofim. That'd be anywhere under the branches. Nafili mikola ilan hutsa shir alpayim amami mikami amidosai. So there's not a problem. Part of the tree is outside of his tchum. He said anywhere under that big tree. Well, it's a big tree over there. So the whole area under the tree gets subtracted from your 20 amas, because we don't know which 4 amas in there is really your 4 amas. So he only gets after the tree X amount of amas. It's up, you said it turns upstairs.
Yeah.
So just by saying so, by standing there and saying it is enough. Sorry, even if he wasn't there, he sees it just by saying it. Chazal Meiko from Boba Derech. As long as it's a place which he can run to get there before Shabbos, and even if he doesn't run, he walks slowly and gets there afterwards. Since he could have gotten there before Shabbos, that's considered as much. The truth is, he can just stay where he is and go there tomorrow. He gets a shvisa in that place over there. And he can travel from where he is to the tree, 2,000 amas, and from the tree and onwards, another 2,000 amas. Since it was potentially accessible before Shabbos by running there. So the deeper works, even though he didn't actually go right now. And we said that this is all talking about, he gave himself a specific 4 amas right next to the trunk. But if he didn't, so we say the whole area under the tree is somewhere in there says dalad amas, we don't know where, so you only measure after the tree. He gives an example, the tree is 20 amas, this, you know, from the branch to the branch. So somewhere there's just 4 amas. So beyond the tree, you always have to be machmer. At most, you get 1,980 amas. Even if you're going to get there beforehand, you have to designate. Really, he seems to be repeating himself. So what's he doing? Because the kilo Omar, the Afkashav, I gave the example before of Shisasi Bikaroi for a reason. Sheikhid Bezeh Amakim Lishvisa, because that the reason, or is that giving you like explaining. Not a new din, but the why. Because you've given a specific place. So I'm welcome, how you say chapayim, and it's within 2,000 amas. I'm welcome, tachta, and kol ilan, say chapayim. If you did not designate which area, and part of the tree is beyond the alpayim, then you're in trouble. Lekana shom shvisa. There you would not get any shvisa. The showing epidais, because maybe his intention was to use the other part of the tree, which is beyond the 2,000 amos. If it's any yersim alpayim, it's not more than 2,000 amos. To yeah, so that's there. Lav dafka the feeling what you're more kama ala kura alpayma varba amas kona shom shvisa the nesan la varba amas the mokum shvisa so the bad alpay. So really it could be for 2004. So for where he is to the ikra of the tree, it could be 2004. We could say, well, that last four are the four amas next to the ikra. That's the four amas.
Now we're assuming that all this is simply a measurement by estimation, right?
Correct.
Right. So. And still
we do steps.
Right, the Mishnah Berurah expects him to be accurate up to four. It seems a little far fetched.
Well, we do it by steps. We do it by steps. So
no, but he's not going to get there possibly until the next day, so he can't step it out.
Well, right now he's here, and he says he can get there by running, which wouldn't. But he ends up walking slowly, so he'll count the steps and see if it works.
Right, but the Mishnah Berurah says he could do it next day. He could stay where he is and go to on Shabbos.
Correct, that's a problem. Theoretically, it's a problem. That is true.
So if it turns out he was wrong, he took the steps and doesn't get to the tree, that he's stuck at that spot?
Yeah, once he realizes he's wrong.
He has to go back to where he started.
No, he's stuck. He's Dalai Lama, so he can keep his Dalai Lama wherever he is.
Right.
If you, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, because the mechaber who apayim mivada barba amashal mekemashu says the shulchan aruch means also kamash because of achukach avo sech apayim kana besech apayim barba amas. Again, throughout the shulchan aruch he means 2004. You mentioned kol ilan. That's if the tree is some of the tree is beyond the 2,000 amas, then he's in trouble. Even though the ikar of the tree is in the tchum, actually makes us north of Yitzin chutz tchum. Some of the branches are beyond. Hainu chutz arpaim v'arba amos again. It means 2004. He didn't say next to the trunk. Which would be in the tchum. Al mistam shekana shvisa tachas. He says somewhere under the tree. I'm getting shvisa. Chayin lekana shvisa klal. The shem akim and the shvisa tachas are nofim and yitzim chutz tchum. So I guess in the case where he realized that that tree was, I guess you cursed him before, he was marker, he really knew how far it was to that place, and he said it like that, he'd be in trouble. So then, he's stuck. So he only has four amas, because he said, I don't want to be here. Over there he didn't get it, so he ends up with nothing. In a case where the whole tree is within the alpayim, and he wasn't miyachad b'makom shvisa. He just said my shvisa under the tree somewhere. So then what happens is, so then he gets 2,000 to the tree and then 2,000 after the tree, but it's not really 2,000. It's 2,000 minus the amount of area under the tree, because you don't know exactly which four amas under the tree is his four amas. So I love him. Kitzuloshon Yeshkan, the Shulchan Aruch really bridged its statement. There are some mitzad shel ilan, mitzad ilan, v'holot mitzad beisa. He has 2,000 amos from here to the tree, 2,000 amos on the tree towards continuing further towards its house, let's say. But he only gets, but if the tree is more than the area under the tree is more than 8 amos. Or 8 amas or more, really. So then we don't know where exactly he got the areas. We that all that counts in his calculation. You call it tzad shel ilan, and notice in the rock shears that any direction he's going only gets that amount. So he ends up with 2,000 minus 20. Vatam. So the whole roch of Eilan, the case of the tree was 20 amas, a area under the branches. So every place there, we say, we're not sure which one is Makom Shrisa. So if it's Makom Shrisa, it's the furthest end of the tree, so he can't travel 2,000 amas. He only has 2,000 amas from that side. If it's Makom Shrisa is here, so he has 2,000 amas on this side, but he only has less than that side of the tree, 20 amas less. So each direction you don't know. And therefore, we go to the Chumrah in both directions. You want to continue beyond the tree onwards. So then you want to go past the tree that way, you measure from here, this side of the tree. You want to get to the tree from this side, you go have to measure from that side. So he has more space from this side then. I can't go back the other direction. So if I'm sending 1,980 amas away, I can't walk 20 amas back that way because maybe my shmisa is on the other side and then 2,000. Okay. Now the Rambam came along and said, in the case of a person who was, so the Mechaber came along and said, the only time you have a problem where you weren't Messiah, the specific makom under the tree, was either part of the tree was outside of the tchum, so then you don't get nothing, or that since you don't know exactly where under the tree, you're going to end up losing 20, X amount of amas. But you don't lose your whole tchum. But the Rambam Shita is, in a case where you weren't Messiah, the makom under the tree, you end up with nothing. Unless the area under the tree is less than 8 amas, so then your 4 amas are clearly somewhere, wherever you are going to be under the tree, you're within your dal, you're next to your dalet amas. So there's an overlap, but otherwise the Rambam says rikhu makom lesiyim af shehut b'teichat chum mimakom raglov. The case wasn't that the tree was beyond the tchum, or part of it was beyond the tchum. The whole tree was within the tchum. The day Rishana called the Shisha Shom, in Mafsel Amakam Rechav Ilan, Bechanal, according to the first sheet of the Mechaber, all you lose is the 20 Amis, the Ramam, Kiman, Shalaisiya, Mekaymai, and Okana Shom, Shisha Klal, Okana Shisha Sim, and Makam Rag. So he doesn't get Shisha under the tree at all. So he's left where he is, where he was now. Urocha, Kana Shisha, Mekaymai. Now, so this is the second point that the Rambam argues in the first sheet. Because according to the first sheet, in the case you don't get shvis over there, you don't get shvis over here either. Because you said, you want there, you're misalik yourself from here. Over there you didn't get. The Rambam holds no, that you don't lose here. So the Rambam has a chumrah and a kula. You can't move. And they should show him like Hanab, Mikana, or there you didn't get. Here you don't want. No, you don't lose what you have here. But if the area under the tree is, that's the problem, the area under the tree is shwanamas of yours, 8 or more. This is even a case where it's all within 2,000 amas. It doesn't help because you don't know where under the tree is your makam. That's not a shvisa. Okay, the Rishon, according to the Rishon, as long as it's within the tchum, where is that relevant? Somewhere under the tree, that's good enough. You lose the whole area, you lose 8 amas out of your 2,000. So it says, according to you have to say that it's the, you have to say the 4 amas in the north and 4 amas in the south of the tree. Let's say you're traveling from the south, so the tree is, or even not, you're traveling from the east, so the north side is 4 amas, so that's your 4 amas. Are you rocham yosem mishman amas? Shagam ken the same amokim, and arba amas of yishanim, so tachalil on ashtim. So the case is exactly 8 amas, so it's very easy. 4 amas on the north, 4 amas on the south. Right? That's all you have to say, north or south. In the case it's more than that, so then again, you have to say which specific 4 amas. So how do you do that? So you say the first four amas, when I'm coming from this direction, the first four amas under the tree is what I want. If you have less than 8 amas, since some of the area is clear, he says, I'm becoming Amatsoyi is in the middle of Amma. We know for sure where that Amatsoyi is. That's part of your Shvisa, wherever you count. If you, this side or this side, this area is clearly yours. So you, part of your Mokum Shvisa is clear, and that's good enough. Notice the Yavshah Shalayi Bibira, so that's for sure included. The Amatsoyi Bibira Lahar Amma. So if you want in the middle, Rehu Mehen, and it's thought of Bibira, it's such a year, Rehu Mehen. Since it's less than 8 amas, it's always going to be that's the area. Chinas Arif Bezet, like the Rambam. Because I've been in the Yavah Shekos of the Iker Kedeya Rishana. Every Lacha Shalak Sabnu, they ain't the word of Mokrochim. Makabon of the Chila Bavali Yishazar Lev Nisai Mokim Ashishel Sabim Simsim Kedas Arambam. So it means according to there's a big machlokes in the Rambam and the Rif against the first Shita. If the person doesn't give a specific area under the tree, does it get chum? According to the first Machabri, said under the tree means somewhere under the tree is good enough. We don't know where, that's fine. But according to the second Shita, according to the Rambam and the Rif, you would end up with nothing, you know, from no chum at all. Okay, Yud Beis. Hoyu Shnayim, Echad Makir, Vechad Eno Makir. One person says, you know, I know there's this area, there's this tree over there, 2,000 amos from here. I want my Shisa to be under that tree. The other says, I don't know anything about the neighborhood, don't see anything, and I don't know anything. So the Lach is, Moshe Shvisasi, the Makir, Verma Shvisasi, be more complaining. You know, I don't know where Shvisasi, say no more complaining. Says, you make the Shvisa for both of us. See, well, I don't know, I can't see the place, and I don't know where that there's something there specific. I can't see, it's over a hill, whatever it is. But you said, you know that over the hill, within 2,000 amas, there's this tree. So you can do that. But I don't know anything in the neighborhood. But I can ask you to do for me. You can do the Shvisa for me. I'm Shabrayan Beis. Moshe Shvisas on the Makir. Shermaloi, she says, I'm with you. The marker, Omer, she's saying, I'm complaining. And the marker says, we'll do it together. We're both going to do it over there. Okay. Yud Gimel. Are you talking about informing the news collection? Medavka, Lavoba Derech, Hatira, this all is only a heter for Boba Derech. I will love the Misha Hubebase. So the person who's in this, at home, we only gave him two options. Either he goes out to himself, or he puts out food. But stay at home and say, well, it's just be out there without putting any food out there, but not giving him out. Boba Derek will say, he's walking, he doesn't have a way to deal with it. So we say, okay, we'll give him, through a mirror, saying, I want that spot over there is good enough. I will loyal the Misha Bahuba Beso, Vimomor Kain Loyola Vain Loyola Shisa's Beso. If he would say this, I want my Shisa to be under that tree outside of the city. You know, the tree down the road outside the city, Hashem my Shisa over there. It's a garden, it's worthless, and he remains with the Shisa at home. But Ayn Gimel Lavaba Derech, the Mishum Shu Yageba Derech, he's traveling, he's tired. Who the killer Shikana Shisa Bedibra Bahama, Mashomer Shisa Bimok complaining. They made a kula, just saying is enough. Either go there and be there during British washes, or put bread down there, put food there. Okay. So he gets his shisa at home. Now, why don't you say, like we said before in Yud Aleph, well, when you say over there, say here you don't get, and there you don't get. Why don't we say that? Right? Terraces. Bizarre people there, Mishan of the Liel, but if Yud Aleph, the Sir Lesham, the Loyos has been determined that he loses his Shvisa totally. Over here, murder the Yeshua Shvisa with base. Over here, he does get a Shvisa. Why? Because the person is in his house. He's saying, I want there. He says, well, there you didn't get. So you should lose here. No, the Kibbutz Mabes. So, Vali Nichalev, like the Shvisa Mabes, because Loyal Murosa, like the Shvisa Mokamaka. We know for sure that this is a good second option. The guy who's traveling is like, I want there. I don't know what he wants here. He doesn't want here at all. So I can't offer, according to the first shita, I can't give him a shvisa here because I don't know whether he wants that. But over here, in the case of the house, we're confident that if that doesn't work, he wants this. So therefore, automatically, since that didn't work, he gets this. We just finished tough test. Simon tough yud. Now, then ma'amasik with their kedalik the shvi'is at bringing musim. Meishan these common like bayash shvi'as of a makom you do ask. So a person was there was a makom musim like we had, a specific place, and he started going there to be in that place. So, and that place is going to be where he's going to get his shvi'as. He started traveling there. He didn't get there. The mice. What happened? Somebody said, "You know, come spend the night by me." He came back to spend his night somewhere else.
Right, but I'm looking for.
Or something caused him to not be able to continue. So we say he gets that makom. Okay. So we're going to give him this heter as if he got there. Now. So what was the case? The case of the Boba Derech, it's not a Kiddush, we already said Boba Derech, I can say my shvi'is is over there. The guy's sitting in his house, he said, you can't do this. So the case of Christ, the case of the person's in his house, right? And he's leaving his house to go out to the Malkum to be, make a Kenyan, right, coming here with a Pirag love. But he never got there, something happens that, but since he said, I want that, that's good enough. But let's see, the Shulchan Aruch is going to clarify. Okay? He doesn't have food to put there. So to be mechayim that he has to use food, we're not going to do. And to be matrichim that he has to go be married with aglov, we again made it cooler for him since he started traveling towards there. That's the equivalent of a boba there. So the heter over there, we said before, or now we're being chadish. There's a new heter called an ani, which we say doesn't necessarily have the food, and therefore the only answer he has is to go there and stay there beraglov. So we're making for him since he started going towards it. That's good enough. Aleph, it's called an aleph. The makom you do a hanasher is the makom mesuyim. You go an ilan, go there. There's a specific place, and he's going to that specific place. He knows that there's a tree there. There's a fence there. He wants to say, my shvi'is should be right next to that tree or that fence. He's going to go there. Rikvah shvi'is and get mechaber. Sells him glass of mechaber. So the case of it was that he went there to, for this purpose of making an heir. That's how the Rambam learns. Almost das harbi poskim. They say almost the exact opposite. The bottom of there, he makes a list. The Shartzian, Rashi, Ben Yerzin, Zeruah, Smak, Riaz, Rashba, Ritvo. That's a nice lineup. Disagree. The case was a person started traveling Arab shops to go somewhere. See, he was. So we have a case of persons not home and he's coming towards his house. That's above a case above it there. Here we do a case. The guy's at his house and he starts going somewhere Arab shops. So now he's above a derech. So that's what we're making this thing. But he's still within close to his house, which he theoretically could have went back to his house, got the food, and put it out. So we only we're not going to be able to do that. He was planning to go to this place, which is within 4,000. His plan was to go out there, make a shvisa with his feet, 2,000 amos, and then continue another. 2,000 amos beyond. He had a place to go to. Zen Efshel Lebob. But there, he's going somewhere. I mean, the guy said, hey, come to my house over here. Keep on the outside of the boy, the maze, he had somewhere to go to. She's also been welcome pointy. Come on, Dummer. Tommy, it's like he said. Kadoshim Shvisa, boys, and welcome Shirogal, Tommy, Likta Shvisa Shom. He gets this welcome for Shvisa. The body is Kabbal, Likta Shvisa Shom, Kadesh Yukhul, I let the Mokher, the Shom. He has where to go to. Aw Yotzakela Arev, Lokoshik, Baba Derek, Rashmi Yoshim, Beisai, Lahabi Rubai, Ben Rasul Levan. If the only thing you did was you went out to put down the Arev, and you didn't do it, so stop your Yokhul. According to this, so you didn't do anything. So you're like a person sitting at home, which sitting at home is sitting at home. Obviously, you never got there. Who shall you actually again? It was within distance that it would be possible from where he is before Shabbos to reach that place, even if he has to be by running. So even if he never did it, then that's good enough. Shechazel or Dal Shechazel let me ask him a little. He went back to spend the night. And she was still on this guy on the set. His original plan was ki yotzim amanas lach shech shom litnus shom shisa beragel. The plan was to go out in front of the Rambam, go out to that place and spend the beginning of Shabbos in that place. Then rachar nimlach lach to lodim beveise l'morcha leil l'shem. He said, you know what? He started going towards there. Then he said, you know what? I'll go back. I'll sleep at home tonight. I'll go tomorrow. So in that situation, so you say, since he was above, he started going towards it, it's like a Boba Derek, so I can say she's a Mokka Plony, that's good enough. Somebody convinced them to stop, come back, you know, come to my house, which is nearby. He changed his mind, totally said, you know what, I'd just rather stay home. Okay, so that's fine. This all happened before Shabbos. So of course he gave his tchum is like back in his house. So this is the case where a person's traveling. So according to the Rashi, etc., the point is because you had a place that you're traveling to. The plan was to go 2,000 amas to there, 2,000 amas beyond it, and then he stopped and never got there, you know. He says, Shvisa Mokka Plony.
Cooper, Mazel Tov.
So, that's good enough. But according to the Rambam, even just when he's going there, there's also a kolob over there. Remember the word, Ba'oni. It's a learner. Ba'oni Shein Loi Mazel Shei Surus, Loi Neach Erev. He doesn't have food to put down. The goal there is simply to stand there because that weren't mechayiv. Okay, what to learn more? Basically, she saw him and walked him plenty. Okay, so he ends up right now. He started going and then he came back to his house. So he's sitting in his house right now, saying, "My she's a mokum plenty." We said the part that doesn't work. We're creating a cool over here for the oni, and we're going to do that. I'm sorry. He's learning the Mechaber. He's learning the case of Oni was a het, even if he's not sitting in the base. So he didn't go anywhere at all. So, and the first sheet is the way the Mishabur is touching is saying, an Osher, instead of going, you can come back home and say it. That's called the Rochuk. The Oni, even if he's sitting home, Mamish can say it. And that, the Mishabur, the Chayonim says, no. Even for an Oni, we're only Mekel if he actually started going there. So he had to start going. How far does he have to start going? It doesn't have to be that he got out into the fields already. Phil Yardman Oliyah, he lived on the second floor. He came down from to the first floor. Before he left the chotzer already, the guy said, "Hey, stay with me." Raise a hitzik. That's called his hitzik b'derek. That's pretty the cooler. He hasn't walked out of his house really.
Where are you?
Beis. We know where he's planning to go, and he's suddenly going there. The person actually got to the spot and stood there, so we said before already, you don't need a mirror in that case. That you do need to say. The davka misha yesh shnei batim b'shnei tchumei Shabbos. The case where he has two houses, and the also mina avshes the avshe chzir chaver. Come back when he bedai to lead to shvisa. Kesheyuchulach akakleil l'sham. I have another house I want to go. So it's clear where he wants to go. So that's enough, without saying anything. Abalav achilo mina nimaku shalelik l'sham. Oh, we don't know where he's going. So then you have to explicitly say, I want place X. So Gimel will finish up the Siv. Gimel will hold it here. So the people of the city set an individual out to get Shvisa for them. Take out the neighbor. The Shliya started going. Somebody said, hey, come spend the night with me. It's a great idea. He never delivered the heir to where he's supposed to go. So now, hey, we'll come to Shisa Royce and welcome Shri Lahunach Shami Ruba. They don't get anything because they were being married with their food. The food never got there. They gave back to their 2,000 Abbas of their city. But he can declare an Arab if he wants to be with them. Shehu Baba Deris. This common leash for Shah. Vesuba Deris. He started going. So he can keep going. He gets 2,000 Abbas and they don't. Okay. Who cut a Shem Arab? I'm actually selling the Elmas of Cotton Bays. That we have to get involved over here. It's all true according to the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, going to deliver an Erev is called Hitzel B'derech. But according to Rashi and other Rishonim, it's only called Hitzel B'derech if you had somewhere to go. You want to go, you're doing this because you want to go beyond there to visit somebody beyond. So that was your plan. That's what you're going to. Of that, then it's called your Hitzel B'derech. You have a cool, you can do a Shvisa just with Amir. Okay.